I think we all remember when we used to make like macaroni art for our mom, or like give her a re-gift, something random we found in the garden. I remember I actually wrapped a rock. I thought it was a really pretty rock. I thought it had gold in it. But, you know, now I'm older, obviously, and I want to give my mom something she can really appreciate. So for this Mother's Day, much like myself, my mom loves flowers. So I'm going to show my appreciation for her and make up for that rock by sending her flowers from ProFlowers. ProFlowers is offering listeners 100 blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99. I mean, we spend that on gum, really. It's gum is expensive, actually. Or you can make her day extra special and upgrade to a premium vase and add chocolates for $9.99 more. My mom's just going to want the flowers because she's on a diet, but you can go to proflowers.com today and use my code housewife. So it's very easy. Just go to the website. It makes buying beautiful flowers for your mom simple and quick. Your mom will love them. You will feel good about that rock finally. And just relax. ProFlowers, you've got this Mother's Day done. It's easy peasy. You choose the delivery date and it's guaranteed. So go ahead and visit proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top of the right corner, and type in housewife. That's proflowers.com. Click on that microphone and type in housewife. Order today because this offer expires Friday at midnight.
Do you know what this is?
It's stimulating, mind expanding, the in thing. It's the hula hoop of the jet generation.
Podcast1.com presents celebs, pop culture, fashion.
No one gets to tell me not to curse.
Oh, and some of that, too. This is Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. Now, here's Brandy Glanville.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. I'm here with the very handsome Scott Wolf from Party of Five. Say hi.
Yeah.
How are you? You look so different.
I do. I lost my dimples.
You did.
I'm a little taller.
A little taller. Mm-hmm,
but not quite as cute as I used to be.
Yeah, you have a better nose than you used to.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, I like it.
Wow.
You're looking good. You have a cousin that's a comedian, right?
Yeah, I do.
What's his name?
Josh. He's an asshole,
though. Oh, I know. Trust me.
I heard he said some shit about you.
Ooh. So, Josh.
Yes. My cousin is Scott, and
you are Josh.
I am Josh, and he has not, by the way, just so you know, aged.
No, he hasn't. He looks the same on Party of Five as he does in his scrubs on whatever show he's on now.
On Night Shift. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I when I see him, I'm like, and his wife is beautiful, and his kids are like beautiful.
Well, you know what that means?
What?
Super fucked up. He probably wants to be a woman like Bruce.
You think so?
You can't have a perfect family when it looks perfect from the outside. And you don't age. There's something up.
He does run like a 15-year-old girl. No, by the way, I don't want to get any angry emails about that sex. It's a fucking joke.
I run like I actually don't run.
Can I swear on this?
You can.
Okay. Because it was too late before I asked. We tease Scott. He's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet.
It's a question mark. I've met him.
He's a really super nice guy.
He's fine. I've met him.
You don't think he's a nice guy?
He was nice. I mean, like, super nice. That's a big thing.
Well, he's not going
to,
you know.
Okay. I mean, like, I didn't want to make out with him.
He's not going to give you a piggyback from room to room.
Well, I mean, not if he runs like a 15-year-old girl.
But he's stalky, so he could give you. Although he's not, you're taller than he is.
No.
Just like he's a strong.
A little chubby.
No.
A little tiny bit.
It depends when you catch him.
Right. In December, holiday time, he's chubby.
Well, don't we all have, like, you probably don't. You probably look good all year round.
No, I don't.
There are times when, you know, you've maybe got a little set. You know what I've decided as I've decided, like, I don't need to look. I used to be obsessed with diet, and I don't like the word diet either.
Right.
But I used to be obsessed with the food that I ate, and I used to go to the gym twice a day, and I used to walk around at like 6% body fat.
Right. You clearly are not doing that anymore.
No, clearly. You know what I've decided? I like In-N-Out.
I love In-N-Out.
I like pizza. You like Del Taco.
I love it, but you have to do it in moderation.
Yes.
And if you get a hamburger, don't get the fucking french fries. It's really that simple. I don't like In-N-Out french fries anyway. I like McDonald's french fries.
What? But they've changed up their fries a little bit.
No, they're so good. In-N-Out?
In-N-Out fries. You just got to eat them first. They can't be cold.
No, I don't like them. Sorry. I mean, I love In-N-Out. I had a protein style one the other day and I wanted to kill myself after because there's no point.
It's not satisfying.
It's not
satisfying. No, it's not. And here's the thing, like, it's all, you know what else in moderation? Moderation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, everything.
Everything in moderation. So look, when people are like, well, I don't do that. I can't have a... No, there's some nights when I'm like, you know, I'm going to eat. I'm going to have that entire bag of Chips Ahoy.
So good.
Oh, Chips Ahoy. A chocolate chip cookie. Do you have... what? Like, my weakness. I'm pretty well... Like, I eat moderation, but I'm pretty good at not eating something.
You're disciplined.
I'm pretty good disciplined.
Right.
You put a chocolate chip cookie in front of me?
No.
However many you put in front of me...
You will eat them.
That's how many I'm eating.
Even if you can't breathe, you just have to finish it.
There are times where I'll look at three more cookies and I'm like, there's a chance I'm going to throw up. I'm going to take that chance.
I think that's a guy thing. I mean, I could be... I eat until I'm full, and then I can't eat anymore.
What pace do you eat?
I eat pretty quickly, just because when we were little, we were poor, and my mom made really shitty food, so we just shove it down our throat so we could go back outside and play.
Did we grow up in the same house?
Yeah, Sacramento, California, 2024 yeah. Wakefield Way. I remember it.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I do have a little brother and a big sister. We're all very close in age. I was a middle child. I was abused by my sister and brother. And I abused them back, so it was good.
So mutually abusive.
Yeah, it was a great, great childhood.
I had three older brothers, so I did not do a lot of the abusing.
No, but you got kicked the shit out of.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I think, you know, you learn to be funny is because that's the way you stop getting punched in the face.
Exactly.
Right? So, but I'm with you because when I grew up with three older brothers, so I learned to eat quickly.
Yes.
So I could get a chance at seconds.
Right. Right. No, we didn't get seconds. We had our one little portion and that was it.
Well, we didn't like my oldest brother. There was usually enough for one or two extra portions.
Well, you boys eat a lot.
Yes. But that's why I eat so quickly. So now one of the reasons I don't know when I'm full is because I'm eating so quickly.
You're not breathing. You're just like,
I'm just, my food is still in my throat. It's not out my stomach yet. And I'm like, well, I could still eat some more. And I just shove it into my mouth.
Well, what about, I heard you stole some kids and like you're keeping them as your own.
Yeah.
So what, how do they eat?
They eat when I, you know, when I let them.
Yeah. I heard you also like make them work, like making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Cinderella.
And selling them.
Cinderella.
I was like, what? I mean, that's slavery.
Yeah. No. I just took a page out of Kathy Lee Gifford's book and I decided, I think, and they are actually part Asian. So it actually, I really did actually follow her footsteps.
Oh, that's good.
Her
that's
tiny
very
little
good
footsteps.
Of you.
And,
do they sew?
My kids?
Yes.
No, but they do know how to dry clean.
Oh, good.
So that's all that matters. As you can tell, if you've known me at all, I'm a huge clothes whore. You know me.
Oh, yeah. That guy out there is super wasted.
That was amazing.
I know. A guy in the lobby just kicked over a table.
And the big boss is cleaning up.
Yeah.
Is that gonna get fired? Now, listen, he has zero ass.
I don't even know that guy.
What's going on there?
He needs to get kicked out.
What do you think about that ass on that dude?
I think that
tell me about it, honestly.
I think we should be talking about sneakers, really. I mean, they're aggressive and not in a good way.
Now, do you look at a guy's ass? Is that something that people look at?
I do. You know, I do. I'm very, what's the word? Not narcissistic. I'm that too. But I'm very, what's the word when you're?
I don't know. You have to be a little more specific, I think, right? You really left it open for a lot of words.
No, I really like good-looking people. I'm very shallow. So, yes, I look at all things aesthetic.
I don't think that because you like good-looking people that makes you shallow.
Well, I mean, I can't date a guy that wears True Religion jeans because of the stitching.
And what jeans?
The True Religion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get – no stitching, guys. Don't do it. It's not good. And if they wear a T-shirt, not like yours, but with like the tattoo Ed Hardy shit going on, I can't. I just can't. And if there's any sort of balding spot, sorry, Ray, I still like you. Not into it.
So you have really
– yeah.
Those are the three – okay, let me ask – by the way, this T-shirt is – and I wore this because I heard that you – got enormous numbers on here. This is for the boot campaign. This is for veterans. It's the maybe the best if you're looking for a charity for vets.
That's awesome.
The boot campaign is the best. Besides that, so what here? Bald, in shape guy, overweight guy with hair.
Bald, in shape guy. I mean, I just like if you're losing your hair, don't do the comb over. Just shave your head.
Yeah,
I think that's sexy. But if you're trying to hide a bald spot. Not good.
Okay. One thing I do feel like I need to touch on is that I didn't really steal children.
Okay.
Just so you – I know. I mean, people – we kind of went with
well,
that. I want to go back in.
Yeah, we might. Okay. You took them. You took them from somebody that didn't want them.
I was with a woman. She had two kids when I met her. We had a child together. We broke up. When we broke up, I kept the kids. I kept her two kids and my kid. And so I was a single dad for a while. Right. And so, it was worked out best for everybody.
Right. Well, I mean, that's huge because, yeah. I mean, there's so many dads that are deadbeat dads that don't even get involved. So for you to, you know, take three kids on yourself, I have to say kudos to you.
Thank you.
Yes.
How, now, we talked a little before we started talking
don't
on the air.
Look at my notes.
I'm not looking at you. I can't read upside down. It's like we're playing Battleship now.
Yes.
I'm dying to know what I said about you.
Oh, yeah. So your lovely boss, which I know she's producing your new show.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
I don't like her, but that's just me.
You're talking about Chelsea?
Yes, Chelsea okay. Handler. She can suck it. She called me an over Botox cougar from the valley, which I guess, you know, it's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
And then you said, yeah, she's disgusting looking. Ew.
I did?
Yeah. And my thing is, that's fine. I thought you were cute until you said that. And then I'm like, nah, not so much.
I have to tell you. Can I tell you something honestly?
No.
Before we even finish this?
No, I'm not done. Nope, not done.
I have to.
No.
I want to tell you one thing real quick. Now, sitting in front of you, clearly not true. And I'm going to tell you something. This is honest. I have to tell you, and this was probably years ago when I said that. I probably didn't even know what you looked like.
Oh, that's good. But she did show a picture. But I understand that you like over Botox cougars from Bel Air and not from the Valley.
Yeah.
That's who Chelsea is. That's just my opinion.
Yes.
And I'm glad for you that she's producing your new show.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Yes.
So tell us about your new show coming up.
No, I want to go back to this for a second. Let's go back one thing. I will say, and I've never seen, this is not a shock to you. Probably not your demographic for the
no.
show.
You're not a gay man or a woman.
I've never seen an episode.
You're lucky.
Of the show. I only know... the only thing I know? I only know...
That I made out with Shelley and it pissed her off?
I did know that.
Okay, yeah.
I do know also somebody who may or may not have sent you some pictures of some private
parts.
Oh,
yeah, Ryan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to put him on.
I made out with Ryan, too, but then I decided he might not be going to my church, and then I decided we couldn't hang out.
What do you mean he might not be going to your church?
He was too young for me.
Oh, he is a little
young. He's very Christian, and I just didn't feel like he was sure about what church he was going to.
What church do you go to?
I go to this kind of straight person church.
The kind of straight person church?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You don't know? You've never heard this expression?
No.
So all my gay friends, like, they see a cute guy, and they're like, oh, he doesn't go to our church. He goes to yours. So I was saying...
Oh, you think he might walk the line.
At the time, I felt a little like I was taking advantage of someone that didn't really know what church he was going to yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's all. But I love Ryan. He's awesome.
Yeah, I will tell you, I think he knows what church he goes to now.
Right. And his penis is gigantic. It's huge. I only know this from the pictures he sent me.
Right, right, right.
And we did make out, but I didn't actually see it with my own eyes except for pictures.
Mm-hmm. And do you like it when guys send you dick pics?
No, I hate it, actually.
I don't think the penis photographs
well. I don't. I like the pictures with that little V muscle and then stop.
Yeah.
Stop it there. I don't want to see it. I don't think there's anything really attractive about the way a penis looks. If you know what you're doing with it, that's all great.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see pictures of hairy balls.
I agree with that. And I would say the same thing about the vagina.
Me too. When I do pics for guys, I do not. That is covered.
Can I tell you, like, I have friends of mine, and I don't go to strip clubs. I really don't.
No, you're married and you have three children.
Not even about that.
And you're Jewish.
Jews don't go to strip clubs?
No.
We just own
them? It's not kosher.
Well, you're not eating there.
Maybe you are.
Can I tell you? They're in Portland. Portland, as a comic, you travel around. Portland has the highest per capita of strip clubs of any city in the country. So they have to do a lot to compete with each other. There is a strip club that only serves vegan food. It's vegan strip. But there's also a strip club in Portland that serves what people in Portland will tell you is one of the best steaks in the city.
So they're known for their meat.
I can't imagine going to a strip club and looking and being like, I'm hungry. But I will say that when I used to go to strip clubs, and I, like I said, for me, not interested.
Even I like going to them. I don't know why. I don't like when they take their bottoms off.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
see
it.
All that.
No.
I like the dance moves and the sexiness, and I like boobs. I don't want to see the labia.
You know why? You know why? Because if you're dancing and if you're stripping 100% naked,
yes.
I'm going to assume you've made some bad decisions in your life, and I'm going to assume some of those decisions are directly reflected on your vagina.
Right.
And nobody needs to see that.
And maybe that floor and that pole weren't cleaned properly. Oh. And so do they all share as they crawl around? They don't clean in between.
No, they clean at the end of the night, though. They must.
Yeah, but you're out there and you're rolling around on the ground with your lips out.
Oof.
Then the next girl, you know, there's got to be like some sort of, it's like a petri dish.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's like a kindergarten class.
Yeah. Well, it's like the backseat of my car. I have two little boys. They are so gross.
How old are your little boys?
8 and almost 12.
Those are like, that's it. Now, the 12-year-old is...
Let's don't even go there. Yes, I know. He's going through it.
It's going to happen soon.
I knock on the door. That's all I have to say before I go in.
Yeah, I have... Yeah, it's not great. You know what I would do? I would buy him two or three extra pairs of socks.
Wow.
And just let him, right? Just let him the sock. And silk socks.
Yeah,
so he's awesome. So he's good to himself.
Yes. Oh, my God. Right, the good thing is that I know because of little boys that at the age of 6 months, their hands are on their penises. So I know men better than any of my friends.
Yes.
I have girls. I'm like, the obsession with the penis never ends.
No.
But it starts at like 6 months.
Yes.
It's the hands down there. I'm like, and
they
wake
and
up every
the finger
morning.
On the tip of the penis, moving it back
and
forth.
And it's they used to call it their extender penis. Like, oh, he's like, mom, I got an extender penis. I don't know what happened. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, I'm a single mom, so there's not a man there to explain what this is. So I had to have the talk. And now it's the extender penis in my household. And my little one decided to Google Lego penis. And porn came up. So that was good.
Wait, are there Lego penises?
There are not. But if you type in Lego penis, there is porn.
Well, I think if you type in anything, you could type in wooden desk and porn would come up.
That's true. But I have parental controls.
Yeah.
And it's still porn.
Doesn't
they can
matter.
Find it. They know everything. It's crazy. But yes.
Let me just get back one more thing. I definitely do not think that you are disgusting in any way, shape, or form.
Well, you don't know me that well yet.
No, I'm just talking about the way you look.
you.
You're welcome. As long as we're being completely superficial.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I'm dying to know what's on your note page. I mean, you really have some, it's extensive.
Yes. I know.
Who does that research for you?
I do my own research.
Right.
And then
who does it for you before you do it?
Fuck you. I do my own. My own. And then Ray prints out like Wikipedia, which is always fucking wrong.
Yeah.
So you can't use that. So I always usually have like notes. So they're written out, but I had to have Ray print this because I had I'm like, Michael, tell me something about him that I can use to embarrass him.
Go, what'd he say?
He just, these are some of Michael's notes. He says, let's see what you went to San Antonio College, which not, I mean,
by the way, Wikipedia,
a little bit embarrassing.
Wikipedia originally, before I had them take it off, had me being kicked out of my house at 13 and starting comedy at 13. I'm like, who am I? The kid from Jungle Book? I'm Mowgli? I got kicked out? Like,
you know? Well, tell us about your childhood. What did your parents do to you?
Nothing. I had a really uneventful childhood. I mean, I got beat up by my brothers, but not even as bad as you would expect. It was, I hate to say this to America, I had a good childhood.
Me too.
Apologize, everybody.
People want to hear bad. I had a good one too. It's a little unorthodox, but it was good. But most comics are fucked up. There's like a dark side, like where they have to be on and they're not, when you're not on, you're not happy.
Yeah.
Are you,
no.
Is there a dark side?
Here's what I would, and I've heard it more than once, that I'm not like a lot of comics. I wouldn't say everyone, but I don't like, I'm not on all the time. As a matter of fact, people who are on all the time, I try not to hang out with.
Right.
I like having, you know, when funny comes, it comes. If not, why can't you just have an interesting conversation? Right.
Right.
And, I had a pretty normal childhood. And you know what? When I'm in a room, some people will say, well, I thought you'd be funnier. And I,
I'm not on stage. It's not my job to entertain you right now.
That's what I always say. Like,
right?
I'm not working. I'm not
working.
And I don't need to be the center of attention. That's not something that I need.
I know a few comics that literally they don't leave their house and they kind of hold away and then They come out, they're on, the only time, what am I saying? The only time they leave.
You had, the words were
they were kind English, of good.
But
they were,
together
yeah.
they weren't, didn't mean much.
I'm not going to say this person's name, but he's very, very dark until there's people around. And then mm-hmm. it's like he's on and then yeah. he's grumpy dark. And I just feel like it's really sad because I love to laugh. I love comedy. I think everyone should be happy all the time.
Yeah, that's a nice – I mean, it'd be nice if everyone was happy all the time, but I don't –
just pass out Lexapro.
I don't mind. Or we could just open up that Mangria.
Yeah, we could. I'm excited about that. I don't do red wine, but
– neither do I. I get a headache when I drink it.
Me too.
You know what I – you know what – basically what I drink now? I drink tequila on the rocks, two limes. That's it. And I, it's you're like fine. Water. It's so good. No that's, hangover.
Everybody drinks tequila now. I can't really? Drink it. It makes me think of puking in high school.
That's because like, you drank Cuervo.
Yes. Not even. It was like the store brand.
Yeah. No, no, no. Yeah. If you, there are some tequilas now you drink where it doesn't even taste like tequila and it's like water.
Yeah. No, the Tres Amigos one is really good.
Yeah.
That one's good. But I can't, I will be on the table with my shirt off doing a dance. And I won't remember. And people are like, do you remember giving me a lap dance last night? I'm like, no.
I mean, you just said you want everybody to have a good time.
I do, but
That seems like it's
your. Hello. Unfortunately, people have cell phones now and there's pictures. And then you're like, because in the old days, I always say, if I don't remember, it doesn't happen.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, if you don't remember, it didn't happen. Blackout sex, never had. I don't know you. We didn't have sex.
Yep.
That was kind of my rule. But now there's evidence. I'm serious.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
But now everyone can. You know, you can't go out and get drunk anymore.
I agree with you. Like I did like to go out on the road and have some drinks with some guy, the other comics, but you can't. Mm-mm. You can't, like you're a prisoner in your hotel room.
Right. You it's have depressing. To drink at home, do drugs at home, beat your children within your home and not in front of a window.
I know. And you got to put oranges in a sock so it doesn't leave a bruise. Exactly. On the bottom it's of the crazy. Foot, by the way, bottom right. of the foot.
Long sleeves.
Parents listening, bottom of the foot.
Kidding.
No, yeah. You know, and we share a book agent.
We do.
Michael Broussard.
I mean, I have 75%. You have 25% because he's like my third child.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about him in a second, but we're going to take a quick break because we have some advertising to do.
Okay.
Be right back.
Hey, have you heard the Shaquille O'Neal podcast? Huh? Well, that's probably because there isn't one. Yet. But listen up. Here's a handy hint. Keep checking podcastone.com for all our new upcoming shows. Because you never know who we'll be shacking up with.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, a.k.a. the greatest athlete ever formed. Look it up. Google it.
Yeah, I went there.
My favorite clips are the ones where people bust their ass.
That's podcastone.com.
Fits you, fits me, fits everybody.
All right, we are back with not Scott Wolf, but Josh Wolf. And I was told that you have hair. Because yes. I thought you, because cute guys usually play the hat trick because mm-hmm. they have a cute face and they always wear a hat mm-hmm. because they have no hair. Mm-hmm. So can I see your hair?
You can. You didn't want to Google it with everything else? Look
at that. Oh, yeah. You have a lot of hair. Yeah. All right. So Michael was right.
I have a bad Jufro.
Okay.
I also, you know, when I first started going on Chels, I've known her for a long time.
Yeah.
And I went on the first 5 episodes with no hat. And she said, I've always known you with a hat.
Be yourself.
I think you look, she will tell you, yeah. I think you look fucking weird without your hat. Wear it. And so then, honestly, like when I do other shows and I do, you know, I've had recurring roles on My Name is Earl and Raising Hope and all those. No hat, obviously. But when I'm playing Josh Wolf.
Right. You have to, otherwise people might not recognize you.
They don't.
I can see that.
When I go out. Right? And I really don't.
Kind of lucky, though. Then you get away with shit.
It's you know when you're a kid? You know when you're a kid and you're always like, how could they not tell the difference between Clark Kent and Superman with just glasses? I'm going to tell you something right now. Hat, no hat.
It makes now a huge difference.
Now I completely. You know, there was a friend of mine who on TV always had scruff. Always, 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 always got scruff. And then he would tell you, when I shave my scruff, nobody knows who I am.
That's so cool.
This is a guy who's been on. For years and years and years, shave the scruff, and it's not even a beard. Scruff. Nobody knows who he is. It's crazy.
But, you know, for me, I don't like change. I don't like when people change their looks. Like, my mom cut her hair. I was like, no, 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 no. I like you with straight long hair, and that's how I like you. Like, I don't like – and Michael just changed his hair. He's not wearing a spike anymore because my 11-year-old told him it looked bad. But that's a whole other situation.
Hilarious.
I'm not good with change. So I understand where Chelsea's coming from because – This is, yes. I probably wouldn't have recognized you without it either.
Now, how long has your hair been like that?
Forever. I had short hair my whole life until like ninth grade.
Yeah.
Because I was a gymnast and I wanted to do.
You're tall for a gymnast.
I was very tall. I had like back braces, knee braces, yeah. all of the above. But I wanted to do the opposite of my sister because she's only 16 months older than me. Mm-hmm. And she had long, she was the pretty one with long blonde hair. And I was like, no, we are chopping this shit off. So I had Dorothy Hamill haircut for a while.
Oh, it was hot. Tough look to pull off.
I liked it. I have pictures. And then I shaved half my head and then I had a bob over here for a while.
Oh, like the Thompson twins.
Right. It was hot.
Wait, your sister was the pretty one?
My sister, my whole life. Everyone thought I was a boy because I wore my hair so short.
And you carried a dick.
Yeah. And I didn't wear a shirt ever. I was always naked. My parents were like, it's fine.
Up to what age?
12. I didn't have boobs. I bought those after I had kids. So, yeah.
How big were they before? Now you did that and I looked. There's no way to do that have someone look.
They were bees. I just had kids and then they got deflated. So I said to the doctor, just fill them up. I don't want big boobs. I want what I had before. So it's kind of what I had before, but they're a little perkier.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm going to do that with my nuts.
You should. I heard you only have one.
No, I got three.
Oh, really?
I grabbed one from somebody else.
Oh, right.
I have Lance Armstrong's extra.
Oh, you know. Yeah. Well, yeah. We won't get into the Lance talk. I wonder if he's still on Twitter. Hopefully he like shut that down.
Why? What happened to him?
Oh, you don't remember?
How long ago?
Oh, it was a while ago. He had all those medals taken away. And I just thought it was funny. So tell us about your new country show.
It's not a country show, but it's on CMT.
And it's it's country-ish.
It's a late night talk show. It's panel driven, but it won't be like Chelsea. It's not 100% entertainment, and it's not like Mar where it's political. I would tell you it's more water cooler conversation. Oh. So for me, like I like things that elicit opinions from people.
Like King of the Hill when they all stand around on the grass and they
talk. Exactly. And they all have asses like that dude out there.
I get it. All right.
No, but like, for example. There was a high school not too long ago that not only outlawed dodgeball, but they have outlawed competition in general all the way down to they won't let kids jump rope in front of each other.
Well, that's motivational.
Because some people are better at jumping rope than others. So they don't want anyone to feel bad about each other. So I know.
Right.
Right. So it could be that topic. If we talked about Miley Cyrus, it's not going to be
not
a snarky show.
Not celebrity bashing kind of thing.
No.
You're just talking about pop culture and topics that are in the news.
Yes. But if I talked about Miley Cyrus, it wouldn't be to bash her. It would be if you took a more social view of it.
Right.
My question would be, when do
what
we all turn into
doing?
Our parents? No. Yeah. When do we turn to our parents? Like, Madonna fucked herself with a cross.
Well, I mean.
But it's happened from generation to generation
Papa
to generation.
Don't preach.
Hey, right, but Elvis shook his hips. Like, you know what I mean?
No, it happens.
So when do we all go? So for me, it's more socially. And I'm also going to bring in – I will panel if a personal story can get a topic going. I have a friend of mine. I'm interested to hear what you say about this.
Okay.
He's been married for 10 years. So they had a dinner party, and he and his wife are like the closest of close. And they were all – it was like a I never game, but it was like admitting truths.
Right.
By the way, when he started this story, I told him, I already know
– not going to end well.
You should not have admitted whatever the fuck you admitted. 6 months into the marriage, and they have three kids, by the way. 6 months into the marriage, he went to get a massage and
happy ending.
Got a happy ending. He admitted it at the table. A week later, he had divorce papers.
Yeah. That's just not something we want to know.
Is it divorceable 10 years in with three kids?
Yeah, because not
10 years in with three? It happened 9.5 years ago?
Because imagine, like, it's for holding back that long, and then all of a sudden saying this in front of a ton of other people, that's disrespectful. If he wanted to tell her, pull her aside and tell her, say, listen, babe, you know. I mean, this goes on all the time. Yeah, for sure. Fuck him.
Okay, so for me, see that opinion you had?
Yeah.
For me, I will have people on. I want all those topics to elicit opinions like it just did for you. My big thing from watching Chelsea, and I'm a huge Stern fan.
Me too.
It's important to be funny, but you know what's important? To have an opinion.
And to be honest and not be afraid, because these days everyone censors themselves.
Yep.
This is why I'm always in trouble, and this is what pisses me off. People are so afraid of backlash that they will not be honest or have an opinion. It is ridiculous.
Yes.
I called my kids assholes on this podcast, and I got all of this hate. I refuse to say sorry because my kids can be assholes. And I said it on Housewives, and everyone's like, can you believe that? No, there, my son stuck a popsicle in my lingerie drawer, and it melted because the garbage can was too far away. I'm like, that's a dick move.
It's a dick move.
Dick move.
It's a dick move.
But I love my kids more than life.
I do a band called the Wild Wolf Band, and we have a song called Children Are Assholes.
They are.
Because, and I have three kids, and I love my kids.
I love them to death, but they are assholes.
Yeah.
And I refuse to apologize, but I am finding... You shouldn't apologize. And I'm not going to, but I'm finding that everyone that has an opinion and it's something that it doesn't conform to what everyone else is thinking is now going back and saying, I'm sorry I said this, I was insensitive, and I think it's... Partly because of social media, because now
partly?
Mostly.
Okay.
Because now we're all reading and seeing and...
Did you hear what Chris Evans and Jeremy Renner had to apologize for?
No.
They were talking about the movie Avengers is coming out, and they were doing a press junket, and somebody asked about, there's a girl named Black Widow in the movie, and they said, we hear Black Widow wants to date whatever, one of the other characters in the movie. And Chris Evans was like, Jeremy Renner was like, yeah. Yeah, she's a bit of a slut. And Chris Evans laughed a little bit. And he said something too. They got so much backlash for what people were calling slut shaming. Mm-hmm. First of all, you know you're talking about fictional characters, right? People who don't even fucking exist.
And you're joking.
Yes! And here's another thing. People are just waiting to see what they can be offended by next. Here's what bothers me more than anything. I will tell you this, as a comic, we're touching on a hot button now.
I know.
Ready? When people pick and choose what they're going to be offended by, my thing is this. You either stick up for everybody in every fucking joke, and you don't laugh. If you're a Democrat, you better not laugh at a Republican joke.
No.
You better not. If you're a white guy, you better not laugh at a... If you're a woman, you better not laugh at a man joke. If you're not going to stick up for fucking everybody... Then you can't
pick and choose. Like Sarah Silverman, I love her, and I was watching her show, her one woman show, and she was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I was just tweeting about how funny she was, and she tells rape jokes, which are very sensitive, and I get that. But she's fucking funny, and the thing was fucking funny. I got so much hate. I said, I don't care what you guys are saying. She's a comedian. I find her funny. The joke was funny. Obviously, rape is not funny.
Yes.
But the joke was funny. And it just frustrates the hell out of me because, well, luckily she won't go back and say sorry, but so many of the people do.
No.
But then, you know, Kevin Hart, Eddie Murphy, they can all get up there and tell all the jokes they want and no one gets mad. It's not fair.
But now look, if you look at old Eddie Murphy.
Raw.
Old Eddie Murphy, we're talking about gay guys and it's rough.
Well, it's raw.
You couldn't say that shit now.
No,
Delirious,
you can't.
You could not say that shit now. My point is this, you know, I just feel like, okay, we've all gotten so sensitive, right?
We have.
We've all gotten to so sensitive. My thing is, the idea behind the sensitivity is political correctness, right? The idea behind that, which is acceptance and, hey, listen, can't we all just get along, is good. The problem is when you're so politically correct.
That you don't have an opinion.
Well, you also are actually making it harder for that to happen. Why? Because you're making things taboo. And when things get to be taboo, that's when tension happens. It's actually better. Like, look, you know, there was somebody in South Carolina, and I'm Jewish, who called me a kite. You got the word wrong. He said to me,
right.
he goes, I usually don't think you guys are that funny. I go, you guys, he goes, you know, kites. And I go, right.
Parachutes are real funny.
I told him, I go, by the way, the only thing.
Just let him roll with it.
Yeah, not a lot less Jewish than a kite. There's not a lot of us out there flying kites at the park. But my point was like, look, when you put so much meaning and weight behind a word, you know why that guy couldn't offend me?
Because you don't care.
I don't care. He's clearly an ignorant dude.
Right.
But there's nothing that somebody that I don't know
can say to me.
Can
hurt you.
Nothing.
But here's really quick. We're going to wrap it up. But I have another question. So my children, I don't know if your kids ask you this. Mom, why can my gay friends all call each other faggots?
Yep.
But we're not allowed to say it at all. You cannot. And why, when we listen to Jay-Z and all the, why are they allowed to say the N-word? But if my kids say it, I say, you're going to jail. You cannot say it. Do not sing it in the song. I can't explain to them why we can't say certain things that other people can say.
How about you just explain to me why you said the N-word, but you said faggot?
There's such a taboo about it.
Yes, but that's what I mean, like, okay?
But I don't say the N-word in general, and I don't say faggot in general.
I get it, but we've put so much weight on that word that we make it a huge hot button. You just said Like, if you asked a gay guy, faggot is the equivalent of that other word.
Yeah,
you
no, I know.
Okay,
I'm
saying it.
I am not comfortable, right? But I also can't explain
totally
to my children.
Totally get it. Totally why? Get it. Totally get it. I will say this. I've always said, like, people who go on reality shows and re-up, not when you go on initially, because I think when you go on initially, you don't quite understand.
You don't know what you're in for.
When you re-up, to me, it is a brave move, especially someone with kids, because at this point, your son is 12, right?
11. Yeah, almost 12.
Okay, he can go online and Google.
Oh yeah,
you
right.
It's a really interesting world, and what people don't understand is that look, they have an assumption of who you are,
right?
Because you know, when I was I met a couple of guys in the real world a while ago, and one of the guys used to do heroin in the apartment next to me in Hollywood. Oh, that the apartment stunk. It was him. it was him and two women who worked at Omaha Steak, but they were junkies, so they used to let the steak rot in their apartment.
Right. Like, we'd be eating it up and you're like, no, they are not eating.
But he told me, he was like, you know, we were talking about his drug use and all that stuff. Because I was curious how you get into heroin. And he was like, I felt so bad about myself after that show. Because I'm not that guy. But they needed the villain.
Right.
And they cut me to be the villain.
Well, there always has to be one. But here's my take on it. For me, it's a J-O-B. I have to pay the rent.
Yep.
I have to take care of my kids. My husband doesn't work. So he's an actor, but he's not, you know, 90% of Hollywood's out of work. So he's not working. So I foot the bill for everything with my children.
How long have you been married?
I was married for 8 years.
But you're not married right now?
No.
So he's your ex-husband.
Did I say husband?
Yes.
Oof. Freudian.
That's why I was like, I didn't know.
I broke into his house yesterday, but he gave me permission because I had to get my son's moon suit. It's the first time I ever went into his house. And I'm like, this fucker's living the life. I was pissed. But that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
I need the money. I have a high school education. I went and I modeled and then I got married and I had kids. Came out of divorce at 36 years old with what the fuck do I do? Reality fell into my lap. And then I had the books, but you know, books are slow money. It's great to get the royalty checks every 6 months, but you can't live off that. I mean, people assume
we are rolling.
Exactly.
People assume, like, they used to ask me, you're on Chelsea every week. You must be rolling in it. And I have to tell them, I made $379 every time I went on Chelsea.
Right. Best thing about that is you get SAG insurance. It's like people don't get that just because you're on TV doesn't mean you're rich.
No. So, It used to be, maybe.
Yes, maybe. When everyone was on scripted shows and they were making hundreds of thousands of dollars an episode.
Yes.
But now it's reality and they know you're going to use that as a platform to promote other things, so they don't pay you.
No.
But, you know, as it goes along, it's getting to be more and more and I need the money and that's why I do it and that's why I put up with the public scrutiny and all the other stuff that goes with it.
Dream of dreams for you. And now I'm interviewing you because you're way more interesting than I actually thought you were.
Cool.
I mean, dream of dreams for you. Like, what would you do?
Well, Scott, I think that I really would love to do a talk show. I would love to do a panel show like what you're talking about, or a Jerry Springer type show that doesn't deal with celebrities. It's like conflict, and it deals with, you know, relationships and those real everyday. I used to love Jenny Jones. I loved watching her. We don't have a woman doing that anymore.
No.
And it's just – that is my end goal. I don't want to be on this show forever. However, I need to do it right now. I met with Steve Wilkos. He was on my show. And he wants me to come out and host some shows with him, co-host with him.
Why don't you do
– porn? No.
Yeah.
No.
I was going to ask. Why don't you do though – I mean, can't you do a version of that in here on a separate podcast? Just to kind of put your toe in and show people how good you are?
I don't know. Thank you. I don't know. I think I need a little more practice. And when a camera's involved, it's a completely different.
Yes.
You know, I was talking to Andy Cohen and he was taking his show on the road with Anderson Cooper. And I said, you're going to find it really different because there's no stopping for camera. There's no audience laughing. There's no one in your ear. You know, it's. You have to engage with these people and there's no commercial timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like for me being in front of the camera would be the same. I would have to learn. And that's why Steve invited me to come and co-host, which I thought was the coolest thing ever because I love him. Mm-hmm. He's super cool. And that's what I'm going to do. But it's not about me. It's about you. And we have to go. So tell us when, where, and how we can find you.
The CMT show starts June 11th. I didn't really talk too much enough about it. It starts June 11th. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Like, you having guest hosts or is it all the same people all the time?
You mean on the panel?
Yes.
It'll be revolving.
So I'm coming on, not at the moment.
I hope so. I mean, that's usually how I like my interviews to end.
Me too. Yeah. No, I'm going to be on your show at some point. Just don't tell Chelsea. I'll wear a black wig. So a brown wig.
You can wear either black or brown.
Okay.
Doesn't matter to me. Why would you have to wear a wig?
Because she hates my guts. Anyway, sorry. So we have to go. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome. And then they can, if they want, they can, if they, my book is all about being a single dad. It's called It Takes Balls, Dating Single Moms and Other Confessions from an Unprepared Single Dad.
I remember Michael, our book agent, telling me about your book title and how much he didn't like it. And I actually voted for it. I liked it. So there you have it.
Thank you very much. It turns out he may have been right.
He usually is randomly somehow.
Couldn't believe it.
Thanks for listening to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. Download new episodes at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.